Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sure that you put the good things in your stomach and your body. We'll give you that inspiration. Molly Page is here, along with Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program for... Today's Tuesday, right?
It is Tuesday.
I'm kind of lost. I didn't get home until about 4 hours ago. And so I couldn't remember whether it was yesterday or today.
Jet set. That's what happened.
That's it. You got it.
Crossing time zones.
All right. So there is a political reality that we all are going to have to face. And those of you who were big fans of Citizens United, now this is steroid time because it's the year for the super PACs. Numbers. Molly, you have some numbers. This goes back, the Supreme Court twice, starting in 2010, allowed these super political action committees to raise as much as they wanted, to spend as much as they wanted, to advocate for principles, parties, candidates. And so when you look at the numbers, I don't know if you have any numbers that I heard three times yesterday in three different discussions on three different programs the Koch brothers brought forth on this. They are not the only ones, but they may be the ones that are the most prolific in supporting things that are of or to their interest. The father of the Koch brothers started the John Birch Society, and the sons pretty much speak and work in that same area. The Koch brothers, for those of you who don't know, a family from Kansas that developed. The father started as an oil rigger, and he quickly figured out that instead of working on the rig, he wanted to own a rig, and figured out how to do that, very smart, and started an oil the drilling company. Schlumberger, I think is the name of one of the companies, and everybody knows Halliburton. It's of that ilk, except they bought, the father was able to buy leases and buy up rights to land that had oil and gas in it. And so they have become, the boys came into there were three sons. One of them happened. The reason I know this is because one of them is a friend, and he was a twin. I think it was David and Charles are the ones that are left. Bill was the one who went away. They gave him $2 billion to get rid of him. And then he sued them because he thought they cheated him.
Oh.
That's the kind of league that you're in here.
Yeah.
And they, by the way, between the two brothers, the Koch brothers, have spent apparently about $1 billion since 2010 pushing political action. Imagine that. Spending I don't know how much money George Soros. This would be an interesting balancing act to see how much money has been spent by, let's say, four or five very wealthy people. Adelson, is that the guy's name from Las Vegas?
Oh.
Seymour or Simon or one of those.
Does it start with an H? I can't.
I'm pretty sure it's that's his name. We're pretty close to that name. He was first in Sheldon, thank you. He put up a lot of money for Newt Gingrich's campaign. So now every Republican wants to go to him and kiss his ring and get money out of him. And the point that I'm making here is that we just have this system that's become so corrupt. And yet we're now, this is sort of, if you look at the headlines today, it's almost like we were, as we give them publicity, like we're extolling the value and virtue of doing this. I don't know, Molly, what else you've got on this, but it's, I'm looking at these numbers. Oy, man, are they disgusting.
Oh, well, give us some of the numbers.
I just gave you one, $1 billion the Kochs have spent.
Yeah.
And it's not as much candidates, or it is. It's kind of 50-50. Candidates, and they are just national candidates, they'll go and support somebody who's running for a selectman or a city council seat in some community that they want to disrupt things in. That's how invasive it is.
So with the super PACs, people can actually by politics and by politicians, right? And by elections.
Yeah, I think you can make that argument.
Okay, I just did.
Yeah, okay.
Well, my work is done.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Nice job.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank you.
All right, so then what else do you have? If we're done with that, what do you have next?
Well, I'm surprised that, you know, traditionally it seemed that individuals could only give $2,500, right? Is that right, for election?
I remember when it was, the limit was less than that. I don't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but with super PACs, someone can give any amount of money, and there's really nothing capping where it goes.
No, there isn't. That's what I'm saying. It's the open season on everything. Ideas, and that's okay if everybody's on an even playing field. And people say, well, that's not the American way. Some people have more than others. Right. That's admitted to be true. But if that's the case, then how do you ever really get a fair shake? And then people say to me, Doug, you're naive. Really? I don't know if I'm as naive. Well, if I'm naive.
Just for asking the question, because there is no fair shake?
I want fair play. I don't want any money. None. I want the whole system. As I have said 100,000 times, I've said it once, we need to nuke. It's kind of like going back to the era of Roosevelt and the New Deals and all that other stuff that came out of the Dust Bowl and the Depression, things that people find anathema today. There are a lot of social programs that came out of that era that were not dubbed very useful by many. However, you will not find many people who will tell you, either from that era or any era, including this era, that Social Security isn't a good idea. Because everybody cashes those checks. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody takes the checks. My father was the only person I know, because he was still working when he was well into his 80s. He never took the Social Security checks that he got at that time. They didn't put money directly in the bank account. They said, your check. He would throw them away, or he put them in a drawer or whatever. He didn't use them until he was in his mid-80s. So he had 20 years worth of stuff. He said, somebody else can use it. I get money. I don't need it. And
nice.
Imagine somebody having that attitude toward that program today, or, you know, those who decry what a socialist Roosevelt was, and in many ways he was. He wasn't a communist, but he wasn't a fascist, but he was a socialist in many ways, depending on how you use the word or define the term. But it just, that sort of thing. Now, we don't promote those programs necessarily. We have other things that we promote using a lot of outside money. And I just find it, it's just the whole system, it's not perfect because we aren't perfect. But it is so obvious. And that's, so when I say, I made reference to nuking the whole system, at the end of Roosevelt's first term, it looked like, certainly by the time he got into the first year of his second term, that the whole government might be destroyed. It might be dismantled because things weren't working well. Even after they tried to get some legislation through that kept or got more people, a couple of million more people working, there were still 14 million people unemployed in 1937. And whether it's said or not, certainly implied that one of the reasons to go into World War II was to get everybody employed again. And where the money came from was the printing press, although the inflation problems weren't as bad as you might have thought they might have been. Anyway, fast forward to today, a lot of people are worried about inflation because the Fed has suggested that they don't know where interest rates are going after the end of the year. Right? So what does that lead you to believe? Well, all the people that are selling mortgages on the air are on the air screaming, the Fed's going to change the rate. You better refinance now. How many of you have fallen for that? Kenny, when's the last time you refinanced your house?
Oh, God, it's been 7-8 years, maybe.
Yeah. So would you do it again now? What's your rate? It's over 3%?
No, it was lower. I can't remember because at least I handled it.
Yeah, you're gonna say that. Wow.
Well, the house was hers before I got
it. Yeah,
no, here.
I get it. Yeah, yeah. So what I find is that there are rates around now that are like 2.6, 2.7, 2.8. That's not a bad deal. I'm not trying to sell you a mortgage, but I'm just telling you that that's not a bad deal. You know something else not a bad deal?
What's that?
A squatty potty.
Oh, such a good deal.
Squatty potties. Now, Mother's Day is behind us, so, Doug, why are you talking about Squatty Potty because you were telling everybody how great it was for Mother's Day. Well, guess what's next, boys and girls?
Speaking of behind us.
Father's Father's Day is right around the corner. And if you were getting something that was good for your mom, if Squatty Potty was good for your mom, it, the same problems your father could have, not necessarily for the same reason, because likely your father hasn't had any children, but he may have other things that have been brought about, brought about by doing too much straining, if you know what I mean. Squatty Potty allows you to squat fully and relax your colon, which results in an easier and more complete elimination process. Squatty Potty is engineered so you can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting. And when you're not using it, it just stores nicely under your toilet. Doctor recommended, fits any size toilet, and really, really, really works. Talk to your mother. You got one for her, so now get one for your father. Father's Day is around the corner. Give him the gift of relief by giving him a Squatty Potty for Father's Day, available at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores or at SquattyPotty.com. For a limited time, text the code Doug to 511-511 and get a special coupon to save 20% off your order of a Squatty Potty. This is the only way to save 20%, otherwise you'll pay the full price. Pretty good deal I got with them. Doug. Text Doug to 511-511 and give a Squatty Potty on Father's Day to your dad. Doug to 5151.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
For those of you who wonder, where, oh, where has Mr. Carey gone? He's gone to see Vlad Vlad, Molly. What's the story?
Yeah. He and Putin are going to hang out together with 8 shirts.
Really?
Maybe, maybe not. Anyway, he has, he's landed. He's going to meet with Putin later today. It's his first trip there to Russia since the start of the Ukraine crisis. He's going to hold talks with Sergei Lavrov as well, mm-hmm. his Russian counterpart. Mm-hmm. They also, they're laying flowers at the Memorial of Victims of the Second World War in the Black Sea mm-hmm. before they're going to hold the talks. Basically, they're trying to keep the lines of communication open. Isn't that
that's
great?
Sweet. That's
men
sweet.
Talking.
Yes. It's men talk. That'd be men. Good. That'd be something.
Men
good
talk.
Men.
And they're not talking about football, Deflategate, anything. Hopefully,
21 after on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Such a lovely place.
Bob Dylan.
The great rock groups, classic rock groups of all time, in terms of American and internationally as well. They did so well. The Eagles, on this day, 1977, earned a gold record for the hit Hotel California. I've stayed in that hotel. It's on Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica. Great view of the beach and the ocean. It had nothing to do with the song itself. This was the second of three gold records for the group. Other million sellers were New Kid in Town and Heartache Tonight. Two number one songs by the Eagles, Best of My Love, and One of These Nights didn't quite make the million seller mark, but pretty close to it. So they got a great reputation, some great things in their repertoire. And they're still performing, Kenny, I think. Aren't they around?
They sure are.
Yeah. I can go see them. I've never seen them. Let's see, find out where they are around this summer. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Molly and Kenny and I have some fun from the late night show monologue, starting with Conan O'Brien.
In honor of Mother's Day, President Obama called three moms. Isn't that nice? He called three moms. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton called 15 moms, and he didn't know it was Mother's Day. He had no idea.
All right, keep going, Kara.
And this is nice in celebration of Mother's Day yesterday. President Obama called three moms who had written him letters. Yeah, then kids who made their mom a macaroni necklace were like, thanks, Obama. Also this weekend, the Republican presidential hopefuls got together in South Carolina for something called the Freedom Summit. And Donald Trump kind of stole the show, as he does. In fact, he said, quote, I'd be the greatest jobs president ever. And if you don't believe him, you can watch his television show where he fires people for fun. Carly Fiorina was also at the Freedom Summit. And she said, unlike Hillary Clinton, I am not afraid to answer questions about my track record or beliefs. And someone asked about her track record and beliefs. And she was like, well, we're talking about Hillary right now. So let's...
What do you think about the presidential race, the White House 2016? Now, please tell me that you're like I am, already fed up. Are you already fed up? I never heard this expression before, but I thought it was apt. Jerk parade. And it's people who sign up and they want to be president, and they're not a chance in heck they're going to be president. But by the time they realize that, we'll be so sick and tired of their stupid faces, we won't know what to do. But I just want to let you know, if you're getting ready to vote, you better hurry, because there's only 550 days left until election. 550 days.
The White House is testing out new spikes.
that would make it more difficult to jump its fence. So if you're wondering what kind of cutting-edge technology the Secret Service is using to protect the president, it's spikes. They saw someone saw an episode of Game of Thrones. They said, hey, spikes seem to make the fences harder to get over. Bill Clinton told the Washington Post, this is interesting, he told the Washington Post he does not plan on doing any campaign activities for Hillary in 2015. Well, what he said was, I will not do public relations for that woman.
So, I was discussing Game of Thrones. Let me make a comment, and then we'll listen to a quick clip from Ellen. My son and I were talking about Game of Thrones, and I said, what happened to Sean Bean? Because I don't like this show because it's way too violent for me, and I hadn't followed it. I just remember seeing Sean Bean on a little bit early on, and he told me he was beheaded at the end of the first season. How is it that this kind of a show gets that much attention? It's so damn violent, and yet it's the number one thing on HBO. How? And around the world, it is making all kinds of money for HBO, this Game of Thrones. Oui.
Well, there's a lot of breasts.
I don't know what
else. Aren't there?
Breasts, oh, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, aren't there? Yeah. I mean, just a couple times I've seen it.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, after her anti-Muhammad cartoon contest, is Pamela Geller a Paul Revere or a bigot hiding behind the First Amendment?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. Islamophobe Pam Geller had an anti-Muhammad cartoon contest that was attacked. Is she a Paul Revere or a bigot hiding behind the First Amendment?
Since you called her an Islamophobe, I think
isn't
what
she
is a First Amendment, First Principles, constitutional hero. I really appreciated this. Then it's where the left meets the right. This goes back to the First Amendment. This has been from the founding of our country. Why is it stupid and bigoted? It's the Islamist extremists who are beheading Christian children who are besmirching Muhammad. Not cartoons. Not Pamela Geller.
Both things can be true, though. It's true that Pamela Geller has a long history of inciting hatred against Muslims. That doesn't make it okay, of course, as we've acknowledged, for people to come and engage in gunplay there. She's not responsible for the shooters there. They're responsible. At the same time, though, let's not pretend that she's engaging in some sort of noble exercise in free speech here. This was all about insulting Muslims. That's why she did this.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good day program with me, Doug, and Molly Page. With the only female voice we have in order today, or not today, but in this hour of the program. Ken Kessler not sounding like a female voice at all.
Never.
Never.
No.
All right,
really.
So the two major catastrophes today, one of them in our country, one of them in Nepal. So let's start with the tornadoes in our country, and then we'll do an update, Molly, on Nepal, if you will.
Of course. Well, there's more storms on the way today, expected to hit Texas and the southern plains. Emergency workers still going through the debris of the storms that hit over the weekend. We had a bit of a sunshine in that area yesterday. Sadly, some of the people missing have been found, and they've been found dead. So the death toll now at least five people, a dozen still injured.
So if the sun hadn't come out yesterday, they probably wouldn't have found all of them.
Well, at least they had a break to rescue people that they could.
No, that was that was black humor on my part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry, me too, actually.
Need another cup of coffee to get to the black humor.
All right.
An EF3 tornado touchdown in Allen, Texas.
But who knows what that is?
Winds of 135 miles per hour.
Ah. So yeah. What's the highest on record, an EF5?
I think it is. I think it goes up to an EF5.
200 mile an hour, 180, 200 mile an hour. Imagine a concentrated wind tunnel whipping around at 180 miles an hour. Is that
it's so scary when you see some of those pictures coming out of Dallas and that area, and the whole sky is dark, and it just it looks like the world is turning.
I'm looking for Dorothy.
Yeah.
I'm finding it. All right, so what's going on in Nepal?
All right, so there's been another earthquake early this morning is when we heard about it, and at least four people killed there. This quake, 7.3 magnitude. It did hit in an area that's not heavily populated, I should say, and there have been quite a few aftershocks since then. So.
Well, but then didn't I see something on Friday about the lack of, as a matter of fact, I think I said something on the air, but the lack of support for Nepal from not only Americans, but from people all around the world. Lack of support, I mean, when I say that, there haven't been a lot of people contributing to charities to try to help Nepal clean itself up.
Well, you don't know what to contribute anymore because there have been so many scandals after Haiti and everything. You don't know.
That stuff is spoiling it. Yeah, you're right. Speaking of spoilers, our poll today at DougStefan.com and Facebook comments focus on Mr. Tom Brady, his four-game suspension, Patriots get fined. So what's the story behind the story, or is that the story?
They fined the Patriots $1 million, take away two draft picks as punishment for deflating footballs used in the AFC title game.
Well, was that aimed at the team or at Brady? Is it because Brady knew about it that they're being fined $1 million?
Well, it says that the NFL indefinitely suspended the two equipment staffers believed to have carried out the plan.
But where did the idea come from? Anybody get to the bottom of that yet?
I don't think, Kenny, has that even been confirmed other than speculation of his texts?
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
It hasn't been confirmed. The text from the two guys who have been suspended indefinitely indicated that Tom had said something to them about doing this. But Brady,
so they get fired and he gets a suspension.
Right.
That doesn't seem quite. If it was his idea, you think they'll rat on him? Or will they pay him off?
I don't know if they have anything more that they can give. Brady got suspended because he didn't cooperate with the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't turn over his phone records so that they could see anything, if there was anything to see.
All right, so the poll today and a lot of comments. You got any new comments that are worth anything? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, Kenny.
Lots of comments coming up like this. Shannon says, why is this more important than the NFL players who beat up women?
It's not anywhere near as important, but it shows you the mentality of the league. It shows you what a bunch of curs and boobs run, and I don't mean that literally. Maybe if there were some boobs in there, they might be better at running. I wonder, by the way, is that true of the WWF? Because McMahon's wife really is the power behind the throne there. You know that, right? Linda McMahon really, really runs. Vince is out there and the daughter's out there, but Mrs. McMahon is the real smarts behind how that operation goes. So what would happen if there was a woman? This is something to speculate. Think about it for a minute. And who would be the person to do it? What would happen if a woman were the football commissioner instead of Goodell?
It depends on the woman.
I suppose it does. Who would be a good woman to run? Hillary Clinton's already running something or going to run something.
Mm-hmm. So, Condoleezza Rice.
Nah.
You don't think?
No, she did a horrible job as Secretary of State, actually running or managing the Secretariat office. Yeah, but she's visible. She's smart. Yeah, maybe.
Madonna.
Yeah.
You think Madonna would take any crap off them?
No, that's a good
idea. She would know how to run things.
That's it. I mean, just think about it. A woman running the NFL. What could be better?
Yeah. How about Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
There you go.
Great idea.
Well done.
And she could sing to the players. She's about their age. Right, isn't she?
Really? Are the players that young?
Yeah.
So young.
Many of them are. Sure. Just out of college? Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
All right, so we've just fixed that problem. Next problem is to figure out whether Seymour Hersh is right or not in what he writes about Mr. Bin Laden or how he was taken out and all of the crowing, according to Hersh, all the crowing that we did may not be applicable. What do you say about that, Mal?
Indeed. He is saying that Pakistani intelligence knew where Osama bin Laden was at least a year before the raid, and he's disputing what the government said happened about the burial at sea, how the raid was done. He's saying that there wasn't all of this treasure trove of information on computers. He's saying there weren't even any computers found.
Were there Playboys, though?
Well,
I thought they were. Did they find a bunch, like a whole box of Playboys?
He didn't have a squatty potty. So, you know, you got to hang out in the bathroom for a long time and do something. But anyway, back to this.
That's in the Seymour Hersh article?
That's, it's, you know, footnotes.
I see.
That I'm reading somewhere online.
Right, perfect.
Because it's on the internet. It's got to be true. It's
got to be true, yeah. All right, so Seymour Hersh says it's a bunch of buoy. But it would be interesting to have, to know piece by piece, like when we see the pictures of all of them sitting around the television screen watching what was the blow-by-blow, Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, and Obama, and some of the other members of the inner circle of the administration, sitting there watching it like it was an episode of 24 or something. I'll never forget that picture, because they all had their mouths open, right? And the only thing missing was popcorn.
Well, I mean, do you think they were enjoying it? Or I mean, she looked very worried about the situation as it went down. And there are some who are disputing Seymour Hersh's story here.
Yeah, she was thinking about Benghazi. That's right, she looked worried. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, I don't want to go there. It's spooky.
All right, I want to tell everybody about this rotten grandmother.
Oh.
An Alabama woman convicted of making her 9-year-old granddaughter run as punishment for lying, and the kid dies. So what happened?
Yeah, this grandmother was sentenced. This is a story out of Alabama. And her granddaughter had been accused of stealing some candy.
Mm-hmm.
So neighbors said that they saw this woman making her granddaughter run and run and run all day long and then carry sticks while she ran until she finally collapsed from a seizure and started
So now she's going
vomiting.
To jail.
She is going to jail for the rest
life
of her life.
Life in prison.
Yes.
That may be a little stiff for some people to swallow, but under the circumstances, there is something, there's a lesson of sorts there. It's the Doug Staffan Good Day program. Up next, Steve Guttenberg joins us here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. A quinceañera celebration is the most important day in a young Latina's life. However, planning a quinceañera can be costly, with many celebrations today costing as much as a wedding. So is it possible to give your daughter a quinceañera she will remember for the rest of her life, but still fit within your budget? Celebrating a quinceañera or serving on a quinceañera court should be fun and affordable, and a store like JCPenney has you covered. JCPenney has everything you need all under one roof, from hair and makeup services to formal attire and jewelry. With a vast selection of cocktail dresses, suits, ties, and fashion accessories from top brands, along with hair and makeup services, JCPenney makes it easy for the birthday girl and her court to shop for all their quinceañera essentials. Additionally, JCPenney offers a variety of personalized and quinceañera-themed rings, necklaces, pendants, and charms that will make the birthday girl feel special without breaking your budget. Visit jcpenney.com to view JCPenney's full assortment.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
How many of you remember this theme from those movies? As a highlight to the career of Steve Guttenberg, who, interestingly enough, left for Hollywood with $300 in his pocket after he got out of high school. And within a couple of weeks, he was cast in a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial opposite Colonel Sanders. Steve, good to have you here on Good Day.
And thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to talking to you.
Well, one of the things that, as you look back at your career, does it bother you that people so much focus on what's already happened rather than the here and the now of where Steve Guttenberg is today?
No. Listen, we all have memories, and it's pretty terrific to be remembered for something that great that you did. And, you know, human beings can't be overestimated or underestimated. Everybody has busy lives. So I never expect anybody to know what I'm up to until it's a huge hit. And that's what most of us really notice, our huge hits.
When you set out to get to Hollywood, did you have a goal in mind when you went there, I want to do this, and have you done that? Or did your career go in a direction that you weren't expecting?
I've always had a great attitude about show business, and it's just keep moving forward, you know? And that's really what the whole game is. Just keep moving forward. I had dreams, but they were never specific. They were just to become famous and be well known as an actor and make a living. So everything's been pretty good.
You don't seem like the kind of guy who's Hollywood. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's a great compliment. I suppose what you're saying is somebody who is unaffected and has some humility to them.
Yeah, that's what I get by looking at you and sort of listening to you now. We've never spoken before, but I get from you that you're cool, calm, and collected. You sort of remind me a little of Donny Osmond or Tom Bergeron, guys that are not taking, they have a good career, they don't take themselves seriously, they go to work, they know what the work is, and at the end of the day, they're real human beings.
Well, you know, I was telling the lady that flosses my teeth in the morning exactly that. I was telling her, I'm a regular guy, and then the fellow who comes in to tie my tie comes in. Okay. I said, look, I'm a normal human being. Please treat me that way. Then the limo comes.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, everybody, I can open my own door. No one has to pour my coffee. I can pour my own coffee in the limo on the way to the private plane. Please.
All right. So when you're not in the limo, what kind of a car do you drive?
I have a rickshaw, and my uncle
pulled you around.
And I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. But to have him go 85 miles an hour on the freeway is really asking too much. But listen, I got to get somewhere.
Of all of the things that you've done, what's been your favorite? Now, I know that sometimes puts people on the spot if I ask them that. But really, I want to know what it is that...
My greatest crowning achievement is that my mom and dad chose me to be their son. And that I have a wonderful family. I have close friends, loyal friends. And that is my best and most crowning achievement of my life. I always pray and thank God every morning for it. The rest of it is just bubblegum.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's going on with Steve Guttenberg now?
Well, this Wednesday night, I'm coming out in a terrific show called The Mysteries of Laura, which is a show on NBC starring Deborah Messing.
Nice show.
I've got a great little part in that. Great show.
Yeah, it's
then
a good show.
This summer, I'm going to be coming out in a movie called Lavalantula, July 25th, 3 days after the airing of of the Sci-Fi Channel's Sharknado, which I was brilliant enough to turn down. So they came back to me and said, how about a giant spider movie? I said, count me in. So July 25th, we have that. This summer, I'm going to be doing Henry the Fourth in New York City at Riverside Park. Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah.
I'll be playing the Earl of Northumberland. So I'll be doing a really terrific.
That's cool. A lot of variety. You're to be congratulated. Steve Guttenberg, good to have you here on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Okay, now Tech Talk time on Good Day at 53 after the hour. Joining Molly and Kenny and me is Greg Stebbin, the technology editor from Men's Health Magazine. We're going to examine self-driving cars yet again. We had self-driving trucks the other day, now self-driving cars. Let's see if there. What happens? I want to know. And we'll study this in a moment. What happens when there's road rage between a self-driving car and a self-driving truck? How's that going to work out? And where do you want to be if that's on the highway? Stand by for that. In a moment here on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription strength medicine available over the counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Greg Stebbin here on Good Day with, no, it's not Stefan, it's Stebbin, S-T-E-B-B-E-N, although I've had people spell my name like that. When I say quickly, actually, this has nothing to do with technology, but I just was thinking how often my Doug gets confused for Greg. People say, oh, Greg Stebbin?
Really?
I've been, yeah. Can you imagine?
You're my doppelganger.
I don't know about that. Well, I want to talk about Google. The self-driving cars. Apparently, Google has a small fleet of these, and there have been a few accidentes.
Yes, there's been 20 cars, 1.7 million miles,
yeah.
11 minor fender benders, no injuries.
And what causes the self-driving cars cause the accident, or people around the self-driving cars?
Here's the interesting thing. The 11 accidents have been while the car was driving itself, so autonomous driving, and when humans were driving the cars, and in none of the 11 cases was Google to blame.
So who is to blame?
Mostly they've been rear-ended by other people, and they couldn't get out of the way. And that really, the data that Google has collected in driving those 1.7 million miles is really valuable stuff, and it really does help make a case, not just for, a case for pro or con, the self-driving car, but how do you roll this out in a way that doesn't cause more injuries? Because I would suspect that at the point where half the cars are human-powered and half the cars are autonomous, that's when we're probably going to have a disaster in the making, because humans are so darn unpredictable.
So darn unpredictable.
Like you and I. And mm-hmm. So some of the things that Google has noticed, not that it's a big surprise, but it's now been quantified. You know, we do really stupid things while we're playing with our phones, while we're playing with our hair. They saw someone playing the tuba.
Well, you know they were driving. You know what farting is.
I think I know what it is, but no, I'm waiting to hear your explanation.
There is FAHRD is applying makeup while you're driving.
Yes, a very common occurrence, and apparently people play the tuba while they drive as well.
Yeah, whatever. However.
So anyway, the thing that's interesting about this statistic about no accidents caused by the self-driving car and lots of accidents caused by the human is that we're going to have a hard time mixing, but yes. It doesn't mean we shouldn't proceed with the
technology. I think we should bring in self-flying drones to oversee the self-driving cars.
Great idea.
How about that, boys and
love
girls?
That.
Greg Stebbin is the technology editor for Men's Health App Magazine, and here on Good Day as well, 59 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.